be a little involved today. Passages that people are what? And we talk back and forth. This is a big deal. It'll help me today. Amen. Come on. So, let's just look. Today, say that with me, the golden rule. So we're going to talk about the golden rule. Amen. From the Bible. But we're going to do a different twist on it, not what you think. Let's see what we can find today. Here we go. The golden rule. And we're just going to let Roger push us a little bit. And we put this title up here today, Respect Yourself. Do unto others as you would have them do unto who? 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 You. So, keep that in mind. Respect yourself. That's the twist we're going to do on this little message today. Now, over the last couple of weeks, I've been teaching you the Ten Commandments, the way I do it, the way I try to help people remember them. How many feel like you know the Ten Commandments now, flat out, you know them? Let me see your hand. You know them. How many know them out of order, in order, whatever order? It doesn't matter what it is. Okay, how many sort of feel like you know them because we helped you a lot? Come on, what's wrong? You scared I'm going to call on you, ain't you? That's what you're doing. Come on. I'm not going to call on you. I don't have time this morning. Here we go. We did ten. Ten commandments, okay? Here we go. Let's break them down. Here we go. The first four was our respecting who? God. Respecting God. The first four commandments. Respect God. The next six, 5 through 10, is respecting who? Others. That's the Ten Commandments. They were never designed for you to go to heaven. Oh, I'll do these and I'll go to heaven. That was not it. They're designed so that you would know what's right, how to respect God, and how to respect people. Okay? That's what the Ten Commandments are about. They're incredible for our life. That's why our country was founded on them. You ever wonder why America is such a great country? Because they're founded on the Ten Commandments and teachings like this. Amen? That's why people help people and go the extra mile and do the things they do. That's why there are churches all over this country. Why? Did it just happen one day? No. This is what this country was founded on. Okay? That's why they put them on the buildings and in courthouses. And the Supreme Court still has it. Okay? But you can't have it all over other places. Schools had it. Schools would recite it. Did you know that? Yes or no? That's what happened in America. Okay? But we got away from that. And when we get away from respecting God and respecting others, you're going to have a mess in this country. And that's exactly what we've done. We've reaped a whirlwind. Y'all listening or not? It's the truth. It's the truth. So, but these are hid in your heart. And that's what we try to do over the last couple of weeks. And you can get this. They'll have a new video pack coming out with them in there in a couple of weeks. And you can pick that up and it'll be a lot easier for you. Now, 11, we're going to hang on to that one for a while. But respect yourself. That's number 11 over there. Okay? We're going to look at that one in a little bit. So respect God, respect others. And let's just break it down right quick. Let's look at it. Let's just say the things that we help learn. Number one is a sword. Number three is two. Number four is a piece of cheese on a stick. What kind of cheese? Swiss cheese. Amen. Number five is a what? It's a puppy dog begging before a who? We call the judge your honor, your father and mother. Number six is a long. It's also a don't. Kill the monkey. I know you think I'm crazy. Number seven is an upside down don't. Number eight is a what kind of snowman? Bad snowman. Snowman with a what? Mask. Who wears a mask? Thieves. Number nine is a balloon on a. The girl does what to the balloon? She lies. That's when I lie. Number ten is a what? Whose basketball? Got it? All right. Don't drop the one. I got it, brother. I got it. Here we go. I got it. Here we go. So here we go. So just review real quick the Ten Commandments. Number one's about giving God first place. Okay? Worship the Lord God with all your heart. Put Him in your heart. Second commandment is about perspective. Amen? Attitude. Make no idols. Number three is your profession. What comes out of your mouth should be good and respectful to God. Don't take God's name in vain. Got it? Yes or no? Number four is priority. Your plans. Keep the Sabbath holy. Give God first place. This is the first day of the week, and you're right here on the first day of the week. That's the right thing to do. Amen? Now, number five has to do with respecting others. Respecting others. Here we go. It's proper and right to honor your father and mother, your parents. Number six, life is precious. Thou shalt not kill. Number seven is purity in marriage. Thou shalt not commit what? Adultery. Number eight is purchase stuff. Don't steal it. Respect prosperity. Respect the fact that you can go out and buy things and get ahead in this world. Amen? You don't need to be a thief. Amen? Come on. Number 9, it's the principle of the thing. Quit lying and tell the what? Truth. And number 10, praise. Praise. Instead of wanting what somebody else has, their wife, the Bible says, their stuff, their house, their neighbor, even their donkey. That's what it says. Okay? Come on, be content in your life with what you have and praise the Lord for what you got. Amen? So that's the Ten Commandments. Did you see them? Amen. Come on. Let's thank the Lord for the Ten Commandments. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Here we go. So, Raj, we're rolling. Now, number 11. Peace. Peace. We're talking about the golden rule today. Okay? Peace. And again, we're going to turn it on its head a little bit. Respect yourself. You respect yourself. You're going to live in peace. I'm going to tell you something right now. People talk about living in favor. You want the favor of God. You want the favor of God? Know that God loves you. You want the favor of God? Know that you matter. You want the favor of God? Put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. You want the favor of God? Respect God. You want the favor of God? Respect other people. Okay? That's how you get the favor of God. And I'm going to tell you, if you do all that, you're going to have peace in your life. I'm not saying everything's going to go perfect, but you're going to have peace when things are all screwy in your world. Y'all hearing me today? So, now, we're not, that word favor don't mean he's going to give you all this money like they teach you on TV and mess like that. No. There's a lot more to life than money and things and getting and stuff. It's the peace of God. People usually don't shoot themselves because they didn't get the new, Maserati. They shoot themselves because they have no peace. Y'all hearing me or not? People go crazy because they don't have peace. Okay, so the Ten Commandments, respect God, respect others. But now today, respect yourself. Respect yourself. We're talking about the golden rule. And we're going to switch gears now. We're going to look at it a little bit. Even though it says, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you, I think the problem is the you part. And I want to talk about it today just a little bit. Just hang in here with me if you think I've lost my mind. I ain't yet. Is the golden rule in the Bible? Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. Didn't we just see that? First and great, first four. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love your neighbor as yourself. Now, isn't that like 5 through 10? Did we see that already? Yes or no? Did I lose anybody? Okay, boom. But back it up, Raj, one more time. Back it up. I know I'm backing up. But look at that. And the second is like it, thou shalt love thy who? Neighbor. But wait, something's hung on the end there. As who? As yourself. You cannot forget that. You can't do the thing God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and you can't love the neighbor if you don't love yourself. And we're going to talk about it today because I didn't believe this. I didn't believe it. Okay, and I lived many, many, many years. I'm talking like until I was about 48. And I know I don't look it, but I'm older than that. Anyway, that's another story. But anyway, here's the point. I didn't know that. I didn't believe it. I thought it was being arrogant or proud or full of yourself if you love yourself. It's almost like that's what the Bible teaches. The Bible doesn't teach you're supposed to love yourself. That's crazy. It says we're supposed to be humble. Who says you can't be humble and love yourself? Who says when you love yourself, you're arrogant or full of yourself? That's not what it's saying. But we're going to talk about it. We're going to keep unwrapping that a little bit. Love your neighbor, the Bible says, as yourself. Now, the golden rule. In the Bible, two places. Maybe more, but for two for sure, pretty clear as crystal. Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men do to you, do ye even so to them. Is that what it says? Yes or no? What you would have others do to you, you do to them. Is that right? Now, the Rockingham way was steal their stuff before they steal yours. Amen? I mean, how many grew up like that? That's how you knew to do unto others. Yeah, we'll do unto you all right first. Well, that's certainly not what that was saying, right? That's not what it's talking about. No. No, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. For this is the law and the what? Did it say this is the law? That is the law, the commandments, the Ten Commandments. That is that we're to respect other people, right? Have we already learned that, yes or no? See, guys, the part of the golden rule that I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on today is the part of respecting others. That's what we did last week. But you're never going to really practice the golden rule until you can respect yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. Luke 6:31, the golden rule again. As you would that men should do to you, do ye also to who? To them. Is that the golden rule? Have we got it? Yes or no? So is the golden rule in the Bible? Yes. Okay. There we go. Keep looking. So the golden rule. Now we're going to talk about it. Do unto others as you would have them do to you. All right. We're just rolling. This doesn't take a lot of brain power on this one so far. Here we go. So the 11th commandment. The 11th commandment. It's good. I call it. Can we do this football season? Can we do this? I don't want to get depressed, but Friday night football. How many were at the game Friday night? Oh. I don't drink, but if I did after that game, I'd have went and got drunk. Oh, fourth and like 15. All we got to do is stop them one more time. We win the game. We'll be first in the district, first place. The guy does a double reverse flea flicker or reverse flea flicker play. 50-yard pass. It was all in slow motion. We lost the game. We played our hearts out, though. Cade, you're not here, are you? Cade's parents, you're in this first service. We had a young man carted off the field on a stretcher. He is out of the hospital. And can we thank the Lord for that? Come on, Cade. Come on, praise God. Maybe there'll be the second service. I'm not sure. But anyway, what's that got to do with anything? Here we go. Oh, it's good. I was wanting to say that the other night. It was bad. I'm gonna say one other thing. I was riding home after that game the other night. I'm not a very nice person at times. I have to really fight the devil. I was in my Jeep the other night after that loss, and I just wanted to rear end somebody. That's terrible, isn't it? I didn't. It was terrible. Oh my goodness gracious. Anyway, see, I can't go back there. I gotta keep positive. Here we go. So it's good. Now, the 11th commandment, I put that up there, obviously. It's good to love your neighbor as yourself, isn't it? Say. It's good to do unto others as you would have them do unto who? Don't forget you. Don't forget you. How are you going to know how to treat other people if you don't care about yourself? Say. Okay, come on, honestly. It's good to do to others what I expect to be done to what? To me. But if I have no expectations for me, if I don't matter, if I don't have value... And in marriage, both of you have value. Both of you matter. One person in marriage doesn't call the shots. Can you say that with me? One person in marriage doesn't call the... Had counseling with a young man this past week, struggling. And, he gave, well, the man's supposed to be the head of the house. And that sounds good, doesn't it? Okay, we like men to be men. Nobody wants to be more of a man than me, okay? But the bottom line is... Not one person calls the shots in a marriage. Yes or no? Yes or no? Okay? Nobody matters more. Does the husband matter more than the wife in a marriage? Does the wife matter more than the husband in a marriage? So important to know that you matter. Amen. Are you listening today? Keep looking. But the golden rule is great. I love the golden rule. But if you don't respect yourself, how can it possibly work? Say. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So many of us think so little of ourselves. It's no wonder that crimes are rampant in this country. Life does not matter. We're not respecting life and respecting parents. Are you hearing me? Yes or no? And so we're not respectful. Come on. We don't respect ourselves. How can we respect others? How can we respect God? No big deal to cuss God. No big deal to blame God. It's because you don't respect yourself. Did you hear me? I'm going to say something else to be ugly. Staying with somebody in a marriage that cheats on you repeatedly. And you just keep hanging on. I'm going to tell you what. I think you're crazy. Quote me. I don't think you ought to be treated like that. Somebody beats on you. I understand. It's not easy just to get up and leave. I understand that. This is domestic abuse violence month. My own mother was murdered. Okay? I understand it. Okay? But the bottom line is... You got to know you matter. How can you practice the golden rule if you don't know you matter? Y'all hear me or not? Okay, good. You're with me. Hang on. Would you say these things with me? We're going to put them on the screen. Please say them with me. I'm not insignificant. Keep reading. These are my words. I just wrote them up there for you. I'm not worthless. We're talking about the golden rule today. How are we going to practice the golden rule or be people of the golden rule if we don't respect ourselves? Keep reading. You're not an animal. Does the Bible say that God made you with all the other animals? When he made the animals, did he say he made you special? He made you special. He breathed into your nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Matter of fact, the Trinity had a talk about it. Let us make man in our image and in our likeness. So that's exactly what happened. Genesis 1:26. Check it out. That's who you are. That's who you are. You're not an animal. Keep looking. Say it with me. I am created in God's image and God's. Keep reading. We're fine. God loves me and gave his son for me. Hey, we're creating God's image. But even though we're creating God's image, Adam and Eve sinned. And people have been sinning ever since. But God did not leave us alone in our sin. But God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet what? Sinners. Christ died for us. That's what God did for us. Do I ever matter? And I was a preacher for years and I taught Jesus and the cross and the resurrection. But it never really, I never let it get to the place where it gave me worth and where I could see that I have value and that I matter. That's a sad thing. That's a sad thing. And I'm determined the rest of my life, when people come into my life, I'm not going to let you leave my life without me helping you understand that. You understand? Say. How many would agree with me you felt like that as well in your life? Let me see your hand. That you didn't matter, that you didn't have any. How many thought this? To love yourself, it went sort of contrary to the way you think, the way you believe. Can I see your hands? To your belief system. Just because we're taught that way. Especially, I'm looking at a couple of southern hands back there. And that's how we're taught. Okay? Something ain't right, though. Come on. Say this with me. I must know that I matter. We're just learning a little bit. You're going to be fine. Hang in here with me. I must know that I have value. Boy, the Ten Commandments really make a lot of sense, don't they? You know, to think in Oregon this week that a man would go in to a classroom of students, people he went to school with even, good people. Doesn't matter if they're not good. He goes in there. They are great people. He goes in there and he takes their life. Wow. To not respect life. You hear me? You know as well as I know. He had no respect for himself. Do you know that? And you know what? We call people like that mentally ill. Well, if everybody who doesn't respect themselves is mentally ill, there's a lot of mental illness on this planet. Including me. You understand? Because I've struggled with that in my life, knowing that I matter, that I have value. Guys, God's doing us a big favor when he says, respect me. God's doing us a real big favor when he says, respect others. We don't know the evil that lurks inside of us when respect is not part of us. You hear me, yes or no? But you've got to respect yourself. Amen? Try not to get you lost here. Say this with me. God gave the most precious gift for me, his only. Well, I don't matter. I don't have value. He could not have given you anything more precious than his son. There's no way in history, down through time, nothing. No one could have ever done for you what God did. The old song goes, no one ever cared for me like Jesus. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. So to say you don't matter, you're just... you're falling into the trap of the devil. That's a lie. That's a lie. Say that with me. That's a what? It's a lie, guys. Keep looking. Come on. I know I'm wearing you out, but it's good. Say it with me. Jesus shed his precious blood for me so that I could be. I mean, think about it lately. Who died for you lately? Jesus did. Amen. That's how much you matter. And I know I'm beating this horse, but we're going somewhere. Now, here's my point. The golden rule, people quote it. People quote it. People mess it up a little bit, but I watch them. People that'll, you know, not have anything to do with church, not anything to do with God. Oh, live by the golden rule. Live by the golden. Not that they don't. They very well might. These passages people are passionate about. But I'm going to tell you something. The golden rule is not going to work. It's not going to work, guys, unless you respect yourself. Not to the full potential that it really can. This is foundational. If I'm going to love others and treat others, how I wish to what? Keep looking. I cannot adequately love others if I do not love myself. And I know I'm going to have you say that with me because I'm some of you, I don't know about all that. But I'll say it with me anyway. Here we go. I cannot adequately love others if I do not love myself. If you would have told me years ago that statement on the screen, I'd have called you a liberal. You're soft. Just because, I don't know, well, where was I at? What planet was I living on? Certainly wasn't doing what God wants me to do. I cannot adequately love you unless I love me. You know, I can't be a good pastor if I don't care about Gary. How can I do that? Y'all understand or not? In a relationship, how can you have a good relationship if you don't care about you? But I just love him. I just love him. Or I just love her. I just love her. Where did you go? Do you not even matter? Say. You can't have a healthy relationship if you don't care about yourself. Keep looking. Now, you can get by. You can get by. I did it for years. You can get by, but you cannot and will not what? Soar. You will not. You will not soar. Unless you know the things that we've talked to you about already today. You will not, I'm telling you. So, number 11, it's good. It's good. It's good to respect yourself. It's a good thing to respect yourself. I don't care what anybody says. That's not what the Bible says. How in the world can you read the Bible? You know, you don't. The thing is, we preach sin here. We're all sinners. Let's say that with us. We're all what? Okay, we're all sinners. Churches today don't want you to preach about sin because they're trying to make people feel good about themselves. I'm all for people wanting to feel good about themselves, but I think you can feel better about yourself when you know you're a sinner and that God loved you in spite of your nasty, stinking sin. That makes me feel better about myself. Amen? Come on. So we're going to preach sin because we need people to know we're sinners. That's Jesus died so we can go to heaven, man. We can have life here on this planet, you know. Being filled with His Spirit. So, listen, we don't want to get all monked up here. Respect yourself. That's what we've been talking about. Respect yourself. What's the Bible say? I've been talking a lot about husband, wife, husband, wife, husband, wife. Why? Look at this verse. For ought men to love their wives, say it with me, as their own what? Does the Bible say that? Yeah. You're to love your wife like you love yourself. A man that will beat a woman does not love himself. Yes or no? Say. He might think that he's loving himself. He's all that. But let me say something, Jack. You ain't all that, okay? You're weak and you're pitiful. Okay? And you have a lack of respect for yourself because obviously you don't respect the woman in your life. You understand? Are y'all hearing me or not? Did I lose you on that one? Listen. So ought men to love their wives as their own. Yes. And he that loves his what? Wife loves himself. The two do become one flesh, obviously. But guys, love yourself. Love your wife. Wife, love yourself. Love your husband. Amen? No man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. Okay? So just showing respect. You need to respect yourself and love yourself. So three things, and we're just going to go pretty quick here. In that little passage, you need to love yourself. You need to nourish yourself. How many feed yourself? Can I see your hand if you still feed yourself? Can I see your hand? Some people don't get to do that. Some people have to have somebody else feed them. But most of us are still feeding ourselves. Is that correct? Okay. So you're to love yourself. You're to nourish yourself. You're to cherish yourself. That's what the Bible says. Did you know the Bible says that? Yes or no? Even when I'm up here preaching, there's still a part of me that this rubs me the wrong way. It just don't sound Christian. It don't sound humble enough. Look at that. Put it back up. One more time, Raj. Love yourself. Nourish yourself. Cherish yourself. It just doesn't sound humble enough. But I'm going to tell you something. That's exactly the truth. You listening or not? Challenge your own thinking. Love, care, protect. Love, care, protect. Do unto others as you would have them do to you. Love and cherish and nourish. I need to do that to other folk. Love, care, and protect other people. I need to do that for me, though, too, right? Say, yes or no? Say, got it? Yes or no? How can I do this to somebody else if I ain't doing it for me? Y'all listening or not? I know it's a little kooky message. You'll be fine. It's not egotistical to think this way. It's what? One more time. It's not egotistical to think this way. It's what? It's biblical. It's biblical. Okay? It is what? Good. Good. It's good for me to expect others to do good to me. It's good for me to expect others to treat me right. It's good for me to expect others to not hurt or abuse me. Do you think that's all good? Yes or no? But here's the deal. If you don't care about yourself, that's not going to be there. It's okay. Put it up one more time, Roger, and I'll keep going backwards. It's okay for me to expect others to not do good to me. It's okay for me to expect others not to treat me right. It's okay for me to expect others to hit me and abuse me and hurt me. Is that right? No. Go ahead, buddy. So respect yourself. Talking about the golden rule. But because we spent so much time on 5 through 11 on 10 commandments, which 5 through 10, which was respecting other people, we need to spend some time today on respecting yourself. Got it? Very important. It's all about balance. It's all about balance. God, others, and you. God, others, and you. That's balance. Is that the 10 commandments, by the way? God, first four, others, 5 through 10, and then who? But guys, you are part of the equation. It's not just God and others. It's you. It's not just God and others. It's who? You matter too. You matter too. You matter too. But without respecting God and respecting others, we're told to respect God and respect others, but if we don't respect ourselves, we're going to really screw up on respecting God. We're going to really screw up on respecting other people. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. I want you to see the three things. Thou shalt love your who? As yourself. So look at them right there. Lord your God, neighbor, yourself. Are you in the equation? Sure you are. Sure you are. I'm all about putting God first and putting others before me. But I shouldn't be about putting others before me as because I don't matter. Well, I'm of no value. I'm no worth. I'll, you know, let everybody else go. Whatever. It should be a humble act. I know that I matter, but I see my value and I see the value of others. So therefore, I put others first because I see the value that I have before God. That allows me to see the value others have. Do you understand? Keep looking. Faith, hope, love. We see things like this in the Bible. I just threw it up here. And now abides faith, hope, and love. These three, but the greatest of these is love. You'll see things like this through the Bible. Three things. Don't forget. I mean, does faith and hope matter, but love doesn't? Yes or no? Think about that. Greatest of these is faith, hope, and love. Faith, hope, and love. Well, love your God and love your neighbor as yourself. It would be like us taking love out of the faith, hope part. You know, just faith and hope, no love. Does that sound good? Yes or no? Neither does loving God, loving your neighbor, and not loving yourself. That doesn't sound good either. Got it? Yes or no? Let's try it again. Law, grace, and truth. How would you like to take, put it back up. How would you like to take the truth out of that one? I don't know if I've confused you. Just imagine, love God, love your neighbor, love yourself. How about this? Here's this, through the Bible. Law, grace, and truth. How would you like it if we just law and grace and we didn't have no truth? How would we like that? Yes or no? Well, don't treat yourself that way. Don't take the balance off the scale. Know that you matter. Keep looking. Let's do another one. For the law was given by Moses, there's law, but grace and truth came by who? We need all three. Yes or no? Y'all look like he has confused us. He's like all over the place. No, it's just something I saw. Just something I saw in the scriptures. Keep looking. Here's another one. The Trinity effect. That's sort of what I call these three things anyway. The Trinity effect. Love God, love your neighbor, love yourself. Trinity effect. Law, grace, truth. Trinity effect. Faith, hope, love. Trinity effect. But when it comes to us, we don't want to live the Trinity effect. We don't want to live the God, neighbor, ourselves. We just want to live the God, neighbor part. I don't matter. You're going to screw it up. There's no balance. You understand? And you think you are under control, but you might go out of control if you don't know you matter. Like we saw in Oregon this week. And like we see, we don't see happening. The pain all over Inglewood. The crazy that people do. But it doesn't get on the news. It doesn't leave the house.
because there's somebody that they're doing it to probably in that house that doesn't know they matter. And so they keep their mouth shut. You listening or not? This is real, buddy. The Trinity effect, God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit. How about if we did this? How about if we just had God the Father, God the Son, but no Spirit? How about that? You wouldn't do that. You'd call that blasphemy, wouldn't you? Say yes or no. Would you call that blasphemy? But then is it all right for you to respect God and respect others, but not respect you? Did I make my point? We are a body, soul, and what? We're a body, soul, and spirit. We have a body, we have a mind or a soul or a will that we can make decisions, but we also have a spirit. We are spiritual people. You've got to keep that in mind. You matter, man. Come on. So, let's look at that one. And Jesus, when he was baptized, he went up straightway out of the water. Lo, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God, there it is, one, descending upon him like a dove, spinning and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, that's two, in whom I'm well pleased. It was the Father speaking it, the Trinity effect. Amen? Just a thought for your mind, just to look at. So, respect God, respect others, respect yourself. Say that with me. Respect God, respect others, respect yourself. God, others, you. One more time. God, others, you. And you might say, I learned this in Sunday school. Well, I went to Sunday school too. I mean, I taught it. I didn't go to a little Sunday school, but later I did teach it and stuff. And I taught this stuff, but never got it. Jesus, others, and you. How many ever heard that? Joy. Jesus, others, and you. But we'll learn that stuff and we'll still not know we matter. Even though you's right on the screen. Amen? So the Ten Commandments is all about God. About who? Respecting others. And I put that 11 over there. Yourself. Yourself. It's called Respect Yourself. And we got a little bit more. We're going to read some scriptures. Say these with me and we're going to be done. These sayings on the screen. Say that with me. I have been bought with a very high price. I'll read the scriptures. For you're bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your what? Which are who? Which are God's. Which are God's. I've been bought with a very high price. Say this with me. I have been crucified with Christ. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I. You talk about how much you're worth. Look at this. Yet not I, but Christ lives in who? In me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Who what? Who loved me and he gave himself for me. My life matters. Say that with me. My life matters. Because see, my life is hid with Christ in God. How in the world can I walk around not knowing I have value? This is the unlocking of the golden rule. If you'll get this down in your heart that you matter, oh my goodness, it changes the way you look at people. When you know, oh, I'm at, it changes the way you look at a young man right here, Calvin. I am no better than you. You know what? You matter as much as I do, son. You have value. You have worth. I'm not above you in any way. Do you understand that? You can tell me anything. Doesn't matter what it is. Why? Because you matter. You have value. We put people up. Come on, guys, stop. We need to be like this. Amen? Come on. I matter, you matter. We put people up like this, and that's where a lot of times abuse comes from. Yes or no? Say. You need to get, come on. And look them in the eyeball. Amen? Come on. Say that with me. I am a new creation in Christ. This is what the Bible says. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation or creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. I'm a new man. I have a bright future. You can't have that. You can't think that. You can't see that if you think you're insignificant. Amen? And the golden rule is not going to work very well. On this one, help me. I am an overcomer, and I have victory in Christ. This is who I am. I believe my mother finally got it. She was abused for many years, I guess. I didn't know. I was grown. I was gone. I'm in Florida. I knew he was not a nice person, my stepdad. But I believe finally my mother. And I know why she didn't leave, because he had come to this town from North Carolina and threatened her to kill us if she didn't come back home to Carolina. So Mama left. It wasn't long after that she was murdered. But the fact of the matter is, Mama started to stand up for herself. She never became arrogant. She was still humble. She just finally got to the place, I think, where she knew that she had value too. She mattered too. People ask me, why didn't your mother leave? That's a good question. I think she knew that he'd kill her wherever he went. She went, you know, or come and kill us, you know. I guess that was her thinking. But the last words of my mother, I don't know what they were, but I believe my mother's last words, I believe she was standing strong. I believe she was standing tall as he took a .357 Magnum and pointed at her. And I believe my mother's last words were, "You can't threaten me with heaven." You know? And he shot her 6 times. It's a horrible story. However, I surely don't want you to have to live like that. Amen? Come on. I would like for you to know that you matter, that you have value, that you know that the golden rule, listen, yeah, you're to treat others, but you matter too in that equation, the way you get treated. Y'all listening or not? I'm a little bit rambling. The Bible says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world." And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our what? Our faith. To think that you don't matter. You are an overcomer. You're a conqueror. That's based on the Word of God. You will love people more if you respect yourself and take care of yourself. You listening to me, yes or no? And love yourself, and love yourself, and love yourself. Amen? Come on. I matter big time. Can you scream that loud? I matter. Y'all been sort of sleepy on me. One more time. I matter. I matter big time, baby. I matter big time. How much? Here's how much you matter. Arms outstretched. This much. He couldn't put his arms out any wider for you. You matter that much. Amen? You matter that much to God, to Jesus. Love yourself. He did. He loved you. Value yourself. We make such bad decisions to hurt ourselves because we don't matter. You getting it today? Let's say this verse together. We're done. Say it with me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Let's thank the Lord for his word this morning. Amen. Come on. Praise the Lord. Amen. Boom. Woo. Amen. Let's stand up.